all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or by going to veteransradio.net, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.net. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We also want to thank Eisenhower Center. It's a brain injury recovery center. Learn more about EisenhowerCenter.com. They're located in Michigan and in Florida. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. Contact us if you'd like to be a sponsor on Veterans Radio, and let's move on to our program. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Dean Wegner. Dean is the brains behind the creator of Authentically American. And it's a long time anybody's called him the brains behind something, I can tell. But we have him on today as a spotlight on National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. Veterans Radio America has a relationship with NVBDC.org, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses of all sizes. The 501c3 nonprofit was established in 2013 and addressed the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses in governmental and commercial or corporate marketplace. NVBDC administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities seeking to utilize certified veteran-owned businesses. Dean, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, Jim, I'm honored to be a guest, and I did get a laugh when you said the brains behind Authentically American.
Well, part of the reason he laughed about that, folks, is he's a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and he flew helicopters and was in the Army for a number of years. And so, you know, some of those brains probably got beat out of him, and he went to West Point to play hockey, which also explains a lot. The only thing worse is if he had been a goalie there, so...
We didn't go that far, Jim, but we have been hitting the head a few times. It's been an incredible journey, starting from West Point all the way through my 7 years active duty with flight school, Ranger School, and what I'm doing now with Authentically American. So I'm looking forward to our coffee discussion here.
Well, tell us a little bit, tell our Veteran Radio listeners a little bit about Authentically American and what its expertise in the apparel industry is.
Absolutely, Jim. And Authentically American, we are a veteran-owned, American-made premium apparel brand. And our vision, Jim, is to build this iconic American brand that's truly American-made. And if you think of brands like Nike or Under Armour or Lands' End or Polo, they are all iconic in their own right, but not a single one of them, Jim, is American-made. And we're passionate about job creation. And to give you some historical context, when I graduated from West Point in 1993, over 50% of the apparel in the U.S. is made in the U.S. And today, Jim, it's less than 3%.
Yeah,
that is all that's made here.
It's a shocking number. And it's, you know, I guess probably most people would say, is anything really made, any apparel really made in the U.S. anymore? How is that, I don't know, competition or ability to even find craftsmen who can do the work that you want to do?
Well, Jim, it is not easy, but I will tell you, last year, in the middle of a global pandemic and having contract manufacturers across the U.S. in 12 states, There's not a lot of them, but the ones that are there, they are amazing. And I wish, Jim, we were here in person instead of via phone, via radio, because if you could touch and feel our t-shirts and how soft they are, if you could see, you know, the performance polos that we have, or if you could wear the socks, you'd say to yourself, Dean, I know they're American made, but more importantly, these are just amazing products. I mean, they're just phenomenal. And that's why, first and foremost, we reinforce our products. It's important to be American made, but as a consumer brand, we love to highlight that our products are amazing. Forget where they're made. They are just incredible products. But that really stems from our belief in the American worker, the backbone of our country.
Well, I think everybody's always been willing to pay a little bit more for quality, and that's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
It is, but that's one thing we have battled a little bit, Jim, because the initial stereotype, the initial premise that people have is that it's American-made. It must be outrageously expensive, and that's not true. If you go to our website, authenticallyamerican.us, and look at the consumer brand or collegiate side, we are very competitively priced, and that's an intentional choice. So if you're used to buying a Nike polo or your business is partnering with Lands' End and you want to partner with us, what you will say likely is two things. One is, again, amazing product, but number two, you're very competitively priced.
And we're going to talk some more about the business itself, but I want to ask why it was important to be it's a veteran-owned business, but why was it important to be certified as a veteran-owned business by NVBDC?
There is really two reasons, Jim. One, you know, I had such an incredible, you know, 7 years after my 4 years at West Point, just loved the opportunity to serve my country and the incredible men and women I served with. That led us to an intentional choice to donate 10% of our profits to veteran and first responder charities. And over my business career, I've heard a lot of times that people want to partner with veteran-owned businesses, but it was always a challenge because, unfortunately, there's too much fraud and deception out there, and people were playing games and trying to masquerade as a veteran business when they had never served. And that's what I love, what the entire team at the NVBDC has done. Keith King and Amy Applewhite and the entire crew, I mean, they have built something truly special, so that if you are a business, especially one of those large Fortune 500 businesses who have a lot of dollars to spend, and you want to work with an authentically veteran-owned businesses, NVBDC now makes that possible for you to do that and not have any concern whether it is legitimate.
And really, you don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to be certified.
No.
But you get this networking and involvement with those kinds of companies. Did you think maybe you were too small to get certified and realize any of these networking benefits? Or did you feel when you started this process that, hey, I'm right in the sweet spot and this is going to help me grow?
Well, Jim, I absolutely feel that we're in the sweet spot. And the reference to Fortune 500 was those companies that are buying or want to buy from veteran-owned businesses. That was really the context there because they have a lot of dollars to spend. And you know, we are a small, moving into a middle market company. And we love it when we have an opportunity to partner with those bigger companies. So I've never felt that we were too small. I felt that this was just a great platform and an opportunity to highlight something that I believe in, and that's being a veteran-owned business.
During your certification process, tell us about how rigorous it was and how comfortable you are that everybody else who's certified is equally legitimate.
Well, Jim, after the process, I was exhausted. So, and it was not something that was overbearing, but it to me was at the right level because, you know, they look into DD-214 and all the official documentation that says I served. And then there was also a visit that came from, you know, the general that came out and spent time with us at our office in Nashville, got to meet me, got to meet my team and understand and realize that, you know, we are a legitimate business. So it was the right touch of, you know, online data, submissions, paperwork to validate that, but then also in-person visit to make sure that it was a legitimate business.
Well, I think that's one of the unique things about NVBDC is not only are they certifying you, but they are working towards helping you be successful by hopefully creating some opportunities to sell to those major companies. Have any of those opportunities worked out for you?
They are right now. And to your point, that's one thing I love, Jim, about NVBDC is it wasn't the push to get us certified and then they move on. You know, we have continued to maintain a relationship, and the fact that you and I are talking right now is a testament to that. And, you know, I've continued to keep in touch with Keith King and Amy Applewhite, and, you know, they've heard a lot of the great work that we are doing. And one of the ones I'm most excited about is a number of the charities and nonprofits that are also veteran focused that partner with NVBDC because they are going to be new clients of ours. And the reason, Jim, I'm so excited about this is we as a company are passionate about giving back. And we play that out two ways. Number one, we very intentionally donate 10% of our profits to veteran and first responder charities. But in this context, the important one I want to highlight is when we partner with a charity or nonprofit, we provide our goods and services at cost. So you're getting amazing American-made product, and this provides you an opportunity as a charity to build your brand and help raise some money in the process.
Well, a great giving back, and I think you can't find a better testimonial than Dean Wegner with Authentically American for NVBDC and the value of being certified by that group. Let me turn to... I joked at the beginning of it, in part because I have a nephew who plays professional hockey and is a goalie, so I know about getting hit in the head. But Dean, what drew you to West Point as a choice for college after high school?
Jim, it really was hockey. And in high school, I grew up in Pittsburgh. And the Steel City is a great city. It's a great sports city. And I had two goals coming out of high school. Number one, I wanted to get the best possible education I could. And number two, I had a dream to play Division I hockey. And I was, of course, familiar with West Point, but I really started to dig in and look a little bit further when the hockey coach called after seeing me at a tournament in Chicago and thought I would be a great fit to play at West Point. And when I was doing my research that year, Jim, West Point was the number one rated college in the U.S. And they also had a Division I program that competed in one of the best leagues in the country, the ECAC. And when I went to visit, I fell in love with it and thought, what an incredible opportunity to be part of history, to be part of such an incredible institution like West Point, get one of the best educations in the country, and also play Division I hockey.
A lot of families would have said, wait, kid, you got to sign up afterwards, after playing hockey. You got to go into the Army. What was the reaction from family and friends when you were making this choice?
The reaction back then was, I think, of respect and admiration and the noble opportunity to step up and serve your country. And I say back then versus now because I served pre 9/11. And if you think back, Jim, it was a different world than what we live in right now.
And absolutely.
Another segment of our business is the collegiate license business. So we're an official licensee for West Point Naval Academy. We also have other institutions like Alabama, other SEC schools. I know you're a Michigan guy, so we need to add Michigan, but you know, that is a fast growing segment of our business in collegiate. But now that we're a licensee, I've had an opportunity in the last 2 years to become even closer to West Point and learn a little bit more about how admissions are doing. And what I love to hear is that the number of applicants to West Point has never been higher. And equally, the quality of candidates has never been higher. And West Point or any one of the service academies is not for everybody. But what I love most is those that are going there now fully understand, eyes wide open, what they're getting into. It's an opportunity not only to get a great education, to go ahead and likely play a sport if you're an athlete, but is it an opportunity to serve your country? And it is a very high likelihood, given the current state of affairs in our world, that you will be put in harm's way and asked to serve and protect the Constitution of the United States.
Absolutely. And you have to be particularly proud of being a licensee of West Point and everything that you can help bring to that. You flew helicopters in the Army and went on to Ranger School, too. Tell us a little bit about your 7 years on active duty.
Well, Jim, I will tell you those 7 years were, some of the fondest memories I have. And a big part of that is the men and women I had an opportunity to serve with. And we already talked about the intentional choice to donate 10% of our profits. But I always enjoy telling this story because I've been accused a few times over my career of being crazy. And one of them was the choice to go to flight school, not only go to flight school, but then go to Ranger school. Because those who are familiar with the Army know that on one side of the Army is the flight suit wearing aviator. And on the opposite side, Jim, is the Special Forces Rangers. And senior year at West Point, Jim, I was really torn. Do I want to go the aviation route or do I want to go the infantry route? And you remember that movie Top Gun?
Absolutely. Everybody does. Yeah. Another one's coming out this summer, I think.
Yes, and I will be there watching it. But ultimately, I laugh because Top Gun had an influence on my decision because I thought that is kind of the lifestyle I want to lead. And I went to flight school, and it was an incredible experience. But there was part of me, Jim, that was wondering, did I make the right choice? Because the infantry is really the heart and soul of the Army. And at flight school, they made an announcement and said, once in a lifetime opportunity, we're going to have a competition and send one of you to Ranger school. And I thought, Jim, here is my opportunity to see what it's like. And I was very fortunate, won that competition and had an opportunity to go to Ranger school. And it was miserable. It was so awful. I mean, it was one of those experiences that was so bad, so awful, so miserable that you look back and said, wow, I'm so thankful I did it.
Yeah, sometimes the you learn as much from that awful experience or the one you didn't think you'd like at all when they decided they cut your orders and sent you there, where you go, in hindsight, I learned a lot about that. So.
And Jim, tying to Authentically American, because I'm being invited to speak at more trade shows and Rotary clubs and universities sharing our story. And I always highlight Ranger School because I didn't know it back then, but Ranger School is such great training for leading a startup. And for those who are listening that are not as familiar, Ranger School, there's of course a lot of military doctrine and tactics, but at its core, Ranger School is a leadership course. And what they do is deprive you of everything you think you need to survive, namely food and sleep, and then put you in incredibly stressful situations. So, Jim, on day one, there were 340 of us. And if you make it straight through, it's 72 days. And for those 72 days, you're living on one meal a day and 2 to 3 hours sleep a night. And then they put you in incredibly stressful situations. And after those 72 days were over, we lost 80% of our class. And there were only 70 of us left on graduation day. And I say, Ranger School was all about no sleep and incredible stress, and that's the life I'm living now as a startup.
Well, and it's a different, right? It's a different business school, if you will. And let me take two thoughts here and tie them together and move us to the business world, because you said you obviously you're a competitive guy. You played competitive hockey. You took the challenge up to compete to get into the Ranger School, and then were competitive enough to graduate. You take those skills, come out of the Army, get into business development and marketing at Procter & Gamble and at Mars. You acquire an apparel business, which you then sell to start Authentically American. Talk to it. That's a whole lot of transition there, but I think it all goes back to sort of being competitive and being a leader. Tell us a little bit about that transition.
So I will tell you, Jim, the time at Procter & Gamble, the time at Mars, I worked on brands like Crest and Tide and M&M's and Snickers. And both P&G and Mars are just world-class marketing and branding companies. And back to our vision to build this iconic American brand, I am so thankful for those experiences because it gave me that blueprint, that framework, those, you know, this is where the Ranger School and the competitiveness and the fight comes in. Because I'll give you one example. Are you familiar with the brand Swiffer?
Sure.
Yep. So Swiffer, most people have. That was a brand, Jim, that launched in 2002 when I was at Procter & Gamble. And I still remember, Jim, the year one marketing budget, alone was $100 million.
Holy cow.
$100 million.
No wonder you see their ads everywhere.
Yes. And that's one thing I learned, that if you're going to build a brand from scratch like we did, Authentically American 4 years ago was a blank sheet of paper. If you're going to build a brand from scratch, it's incredibly difficult to do because you don't have an audience. Nobody knows who you are. And that's where I had to be resourceful and competitive. And as I was doing my due diligence, doing my research, you know, discovered that businesses, for example, you know, the ones that we were talking that, you know, work with NVBDC, that make purchases from veteran-owned businesses, you know, they all buy branded apparel, Jim, whether it's a t-shirt or a polo with their company logo. And they have a lot of choices, whether it's Nike or Land's End. I mean, there's countless choices, but not a single one of them is American made. And that was my initial strategy, was to go to you, Jim, as a business owner and give you a choice, a high quality American made choice that's competitively priced. And that is where we started. And it has taken off because, especially when we work with veteran owned businesses, veteran operated businesses, veteran focused charities, there is like-minded values and principles. They know who we are. They get it. They understand it. And they're already spending money. So they love now the fact that their apparel that their company and their employees are wearing are now also American-made. And our vintage U.S. flag, our equivalent to Nike swoosh, is that subtle reinforcement of the values of their company.
Yeah, that was something actually I picked up on when I was going through your website. And I said, well, okay, that's why that's their symbol there. Now that I know the founder, tell us what the website is for Authentically American.
It is authenticallyamerican.us, and I always say that .us again was an intentional choice because it just aligns with the equity and who we are. And whether it's our website, Jim, authenticallyamerican.us, or if you want to learn more about me and our business on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. We're on all the social media channels as well.
And we're talking to Dean Wegner, who's the founder of Authentically America and a West Point grad, served in the active duty Army for 7 years, hockey fan out of Pittsburgh, who's devoted to this very competitive startup. And it's a tough field. I often say when you're starting up a company, Dean, you kind of have to have one side of your brain going, oh, my God, this is the best idea ever. And the other side of your brain is going, oh, my God, this is going to fail. I'm going to be bankrupt and be humiliated. And you just hope that those two things aren't competing at 2 a.m. How is the stress level for a veteran-owned business owner like yourself?
I will tell you, Jim, you know, for those who ever thought that starting a business, being an entrepreneur is easy, I mean, it is anything but that. It's incredibly challenging and difficult. And, you know, 4 years ago, Jim, Authentically American, our business plan was a blank sheet of paper. So I'm exhausted because it's literally been brick by brick building the foundation of our business. So supply chain, building that network across 12 U.S. states, you know, building the branding, the marketing, the equity. I mean, everything that I took for granted when I was at Procter & Gamble and Mars, I mean, I realized firsthand, you know, the intense amount of work. But I will tell you, Jim, I have been even more energized. And reason being, when you start with a blank sheet of paper, you can be so intentional about who you are and what you stand for and your values as a company. And you can probably tell how fired up and passionate I am, Jim. And we've been the benefactors of such incredible national TV exposure. You know, we've been on, I think it's been 12 times over the last 3 years, whether it's on Fox and Friends or Fox Business or Newsmax or a feature story in Forbes or Yahoo Finance. And that is one of the things that people see firsthand, whether it's talking to me or anyone on our team, is that passion and that belief in what we're doing.
Well, and one of the things that probably there's a correlation, tell me if there is, between what you learned in the military about the importance of the team, the unit, the platoon, the group you're working with, and what you're now doing with that blank sheet of paper and building out Authentically American's team over the last 4 years. Is there a correlation of skills that you learned?
I will tell you, Jim, Authentically American, it was my wife and I, our initial brainchild. It was our baby, but if you still read about us in 5 years from now, it will have nothing to do about me. It will have everything to do about the leaders I hired and in turn the leaders that they've hired. And it will be all about the team. And I think back to West Point, my 7 years in the Army, that is one of the things I am most thankful for was the leadership training that I received. And I have really embraced that servant leadership mindset, and that serves me, you know, each and every day. And that's the first thing that I do every morning after a quiet time of devotion and prayer. You know, I think, what does my team need? What do they need from me to be able to be successful? And that's really how that servant leader mindset really plays out for me every single day.
Well, we're glad that you had some time today, Dean Wagner, to talk about your vision with Authentically American, your experience in the Army, and your thoughts about NVBDC.org and being a certified veteran-owned business. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck as Authentically American continues to grow over the next few years.
Well, Jim, it was truly a pleasure. I really enjoyed our discussion and hope at some time in the future we have an opportunity to meet in person and continue the dialogue and break bread.
I look forward to that. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, Eisenhower Center, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Prescorn Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. They keep us on the air, as does your support. Go to Facebook, go to veteransradio.net, and support our efforts. And until next time, you are dismissed.